Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Lanchester EP podcast. This evening I'm joined by our digital leaders here in Mr. Knighton's classroom at Lanchester EP. And our digital leaders have been learning this evening all about how the podcasts are made, and they would like to become the guests on our latest podcast tonight. So we've come up with an idea of different things that we would like to talk about, all things that we really enjoy doing at Lanchester EP. So first of all, boys and girls, you were telling me you get the opportunity to go on loads of trips, loads of visits. It's something that we really enjoy at Lanchester EP. And I know year six, you've just been on a visit somewhere. So year six, where have you been to recently?
Ford Castle.
Tell me a little bit about Ford Castle. How long were you there for?
Three nights.
You went there for 3 nights. What type of things were you doing at Ford Castle?
Well, we did like loads of different activities, like fencing and like loads of like outdoor learning and stuff.
Ah, so there's lots of outdoor. What type of accommodation were you in? Were you staying in tents? What was it? Where were you staying?
We had rooms. There was different rooms from different people.
Ah, right. So there was lots of different rooms, lots of different people that were there. And in terms of pupils from the school who went, was it just year six? Was there other year groups as well?
It was just year six.
Year six. And how did you get there? How long did it take?
An hour and a half, about.
About an hour and a half, an hour and a half on the court. So if anybody's listening who's maybe in year four, year five, they would get the chance to go in the future. Would you recommend somebody going to Ford Castle?
Yeah,
definitely.
And got Caitlin, first of all, what was your standout thing? What thing do you remember the most? What was your favourite thing?
The fencing.
You enjoyed the fencing. What about Anna?
The leap of faith.
You enjoyed the leap of faith. I've seen some of that on Twitter and looked fantastic. And we've got some of our year three, four pupils here this evening as well. I know you've got trips coming up. So, year three, where are we? Where's year three off to soon?
Bird Oswald.
Go to Bird Oswald. Will this be the first time that you've been away with the school?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your feelings about that? Are you nervous? Are you excited? A bit of both?
Bit of both.
Bit of both. Have you seen anything about sort of some of the things that people did in other years?
No, not really.
Is there anybody who's been to Bird Oswald before who could tell? So, what's Bird Oswald like? Is it something to look forward to?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Really fun. What type of things do you get to do with Bird Oswald?
Eat a lot.
So the food's good. Well, that's a good thing, because I think that's some things people panic about a little bit when they go away. What's the food going to be like? So you've been told the food's good. What about the activities you get to do?
We took
Hadrian's Wall.
Yeah. And you get to do like a night with a Roman
Roman train and
stuff like that.
Brilliant. So I think definitely something to look forward to for year three. And year four, we've got a brand new trip coming up soon. I think something that we've never been to before. So where's year four to in the next week?
Annick Castle.
And where are you staying?
Sea houses.
Going to be staying in sea houses. So definitely, I think that was on the next podcast. We'll have to hear what that trip was all about there as well. So really lucky with all of the places that we go and stay. But we also have lots of events on in school as well. So I know last week was a big event. What did we have in school?
World Book Day.
World Book Day. So how did we celebrate World Book Day? What type of things did you do?
We dressed up.
I noticed that there was an awful lot of Harry Potters on the day, particularly in year four. So year four, why did a lot of people come dressed as Harry Potter?
Because we're learning about it in English.
So that's your text at the minute. You're learning about Harry Potter in English as well. Are you reading it? Is it the first book in the Harry? The first book in the Harry Potter series that we're reading at the moment. Yeah. Has anybody read any of the Harry Potter books in that one life as well?
Yeah.
Any big Harry Potter fans?
Yeah.
Daniel, are you a Harry Potter fan? Would you recommend the Harry Potter books to anybody who's never read them before?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite character?
Harry.
Yeah, like Harry himself. Any other characters that sort of stand out? Have you read all the Harry Potter books?
No, we're midway through the fourth.
Seen any of the films as well?
Yeah.
Do you prefer the books or the films?
Books.
You mean the books. Why are the books better than the films?
They're more original,
right? So you can maybe get some bit more ideas about the characters as well. And it's a bit non-stop, isn't it? We had World Book Day last week, but then what we got coming up tomorrow?
Sport Relief.
So how are we marking Sport Relief? How are we celebrating Sport Relief tomorrow?
We're doing cross-country.
Do you have to come to school still in your school uniform?
No, we're coming in PE.
Yeah, like anything sporty, we can come into school as well. So I'm sure that's going to be really good. We'll enjoy seeing the things on TV and that as well to do with Sport Relief. And I know year three, you're learning about the Romans at the moment. And you had a special visitor into school this week to do some cooking with you. Who came into school this week?
Nick the
Chef.
Nick the Chef. What type of things did you do with Nick the Chef?
We started chopping up things by ourselves.
So we're doing some chopping up, okay? Chopping up of like carrots and things that we eat now, or was it stuff to, what type of cooking were you doing?
Like, first we'll like picking up herbs and stuff, and then like
some of the like with the Roman recipes, with the things like what the Romans would have.
Yeah.
What type of things did the Romans eat?
They used to eat onions, fish sauce.
Did you enjoy it? Did it taste nice?
No.
Oh, so you're glad you're not a Roman. You're glad you're living sort of 2020 and not in Roman
and
time.
And there was this chicken thing with seeds.
Yeah.
Chicken seeds, was that nice?
Yeah, and then there was
bread with honey and oil.
Yeah, I loved it.
Did you love it? So the chicken tasted a lot better than the fish, did it?
Yeah.
The chicken.
And we had this stuff which had like seeds in which me and Kelton tried
in
our class.
Wow. So Nick, I've known Nick for a while. He comes in and does a lot of work with lots of different classes. We always enjoy it.
Like the swerving machine.
When Nick comes in. Talking about sort of things that we have in school, we've had lots of new sort of technology become sort of part of our school life over the last year or two. So what type of digital resources have we got now that we use a lot in lessons? What type of resources are we using?
We've got stuff like Now Press Play.
Now Press Play? Tell me about Now Press Play. Some of our listeners might not know what Now Press Play is. What's Now Press Play?
You've got headphones and you listen to this experience and you have to do what it says and figure out clues and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just think the experience sort of through headphones, yeah, so like I actually get to like act things out and through moving about something that language really comes into our right. I think we're all big fans of Now Press Play, those pig headphones we use throughout school. Henry, what are the digital resources that we introduced
recently?
We've got
Learning by Questions.
Learning by Questions. Tell me about Learning by Questions. I'm sure lots of our listeners don't know what Learning by Questions is.
So it's pretty like good, like you can use it for like any topic.
How do you get on Learning by Questions? What do you access it on? What do we use for Learning by Questions?
iPads.
So we're access on an iPad, it's an app. Tell us a bit more about what you have to do then.
Like there's questions, 30 questions on each level, and there's normally two or three levels, and you have to you don't have to complete them all, but try and get as far through as you can.
And tell me about using Learning by Questions on the iPad compared to say maybe doing some maths questions in your book. How does it compare? Do you prefer it? Is it easier and harder? Tell me a bit about how it compares.
I think I prefer it more because you get through it, like, you do more. It's pretty fun and, like, you can do workings out, like, on the thing and then just get rid of them.
And what happens if you get a question wrong? Does it just say you're wrong? Or what happens if you get a question wrong?
Can retry it as many times as you want, or you can skip it and then go back to it.
And it gives you some feedback as well, doesn't it? Sort of helps you out as you come along. I definitely picked up on the bit you said about the number of questions you do. If you were to do something in your book, how many questions would you probably normally do in a lesson?
10.
10 at most. In learning by questions, how many do we tend to get through in a lesson?
Like 40,
50. Yeah. Probably maybe 40 or 50 questions at times with learning by questions. And we've got our digital leaders here today, but we've got people who are leaders in other ways around school as well. So Jessica, you're also a leader in what area around school?
I'm a fair trade leader.
Fair trade leader. So we've got a few fair trade leaders here tonight. I think the fair trade, you've got some events coming up as well. Tell me what's coming up from a fair trade point of view in school.
We're doing this thing called a fair trade fortnight, which is 12 days of non-stop fair trade activities.
So is that something that children's going to be involved in, or parents going to be invited? Is this something that just
everyone.
Lanchester? Everyone's going to be involved. Do you know anything? Or having coffee afternoons? Are we baking? Tell me about some of the things that's happening.
And we're doing this hot chocolate thing, and then we'll be selling like 50 pence stuff.
Sounds good. So it's opportunity for us to sell stuff, to raise awareness of fair trade. And I know some of the digital leaders want to talk about some of the sporting things that we've been doing as well. We've picked up some awards, we've had some recognition this year through the Chance to Shine award. I think we've got Fraser here with us, who's one of our digital leaders. But Fraser, you got the chance to go down to London as well, didn't you, a couple of months ago there. And we won something special. You got to go somewhere. Tell me about Chance to Shine and what it was that we won and what you got to do in London.
We had some like lunch, which was like we had a 3-course meal.
So you got to go to like a posh hotel, didn't you? I think you were there with Mr. Graham and Mr. Morgan. So the first you remember that it was a nice lunch, and then after the nice lunch, what happened?
we won the Chance to Shine Award.
And what was that award for? Do you know what it was for?
We won it was for cricket.
It was for cricket, wasn't it? We got Primary School of the Year. So of all the schools in the whole of the United Kingdom, we got to work to win Primary School of the Year. And then also to do with Chance to Shine, I've got Henry here next to us. And Henry, you've had a really special opportunity this year. What did you get to do through Chance to Shine?
On the first day of school, I got to miss it because I was accepted to see like Ben Stokes and be the mascot of England cricket when they were playing the test matches.
Was it against Australia in the Ashes, was it?
Yeah.
It was one of the Ashes, one I've seen you on the television. I was watching on Sky Sports and I got to see Henry there. So that came about through that as well. And I think our Year 4 football team, you've been doing particularly well at the moment. How's the Year 4 football team getting on? Kieran, tell me about the Year 4 football team.
We won our first match.
You won your first match? Is that just been played in the last week or two? Is that recently?
Yeah, it was this Tuesday.
This Tuesday? And is that the first time you've ever played for the school?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So how did that feel, pulling on the school top for the first time?
It was really cool.
Really cool. So you're looking forward to playing more games in Year 4, Year 5 and Year 6. Thank you very much, Kieran. And we're just going to end by lots of you as well as being leaders. You're all part of house groups at Lanchester AEP. So how many different house groups have we got?
Four.
We've got four house groups. Tell me the four house groups.
Danes, Saxons, Romans and Normans.
Okay, so the Danes, the Romans, the Saxons and the Normans. And we've had like a little competition. We've been doing something recently to do with the four house groups. What have we been doing recently?
We've been designing some like team shields.
You've been designing some team shields. So has a winning design been chosen yet?
No, not yet. It's going to be chosen this Friday.
This Friday, so maybe the next time we do a podcast, we can talk about all about the winners. Well, boys, I think that's been an excellent first podcast. I'm looking at the clock there.
Definitely.
We've been speaking about 12 minutes on there.
12?
Yeah, so hopefully our digital leaders, they will go back. They'll encourage parents, family members to listen to our podcast.
Definitely.
But also in the coming days, weeks and months, hopefully they can maybe record some podcasts themselves, whether that pupils around the school, and also encourage other teachers and adults at Lanchester AEP to record some podcasts too, because we don't just want it to be Mr. Bailey's voice. But hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast today and that you'll continue to tune into the Lanchester AEP podcast. Thank you very much, everyone.